Nicole?
Yes.
Nicole, Dr. Danny.
I just
sent you the true email. I think it was out like 9:30 this morning to you.
You know, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay. Well,
I'm gonna send you an email, but
not,
my email wasn't working earlier. There was an issue, so the emails that were coming in, I wasn't receiving. Now it's working, so I apologize for that. But I didn't.
Okay,
I got your fax. Yeah, I got your fax,
okay.
But I didn't receive the email. So I was actually emailing you right now about that.
Okay. Well, let me send that back to you. What on the second email? My social is on that, but I do not want you to run a credit check. Okay.
Well, I'm not
going
to run it because I don't have your social. But I do need to see.
No. But on one of the other emails I sent you, where I told you I had a tax lien, I sent an email with an explanation, an IRS letter, and my social is on the IRS letter.
Okay. Can I call you back? Or can you call me back? Because I can't hear you.
Okay. I'll call you. Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay. So what I said was, I sent you two emails early this morning.
Right.
One was 6 months worth of bank statements.
Okay.
And the second one was the explanation of the tax lien, IRS letter from the attorney.
So I didn't get any of that.
Okay.
Sorry.
So what I said was, though, I didn't give you my social. On the IRS letter, my social's on that. I realized it afterward.
Mm-hmm.
So please do not run a credit check, even though you may see my true social on that IRS letter until we talk. I don't want to run. Okay.
Not a problem.
So,
not a problem.
Okay. So I will send those to you again right now.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
and
you.
Please call me to let me know you received them, okay?
Okay, not a problem.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.